When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 9. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. After the draft, we play a game called Rank 'em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Back-to-back weekend trips, Richmond, then Myrtle Beach. Also binging Ted Lasso Season 3 and loving it. Birdo is here.
Boy. What's up, bruv?
You seem to be in the minority on that Ted Lasso.
I love every second of it. Every second of it, I love.
No spoilers. I still have to watch the finale, and I like this season too, so I'm with Bobby.
A great Memorial Day weekend filled with golf, friends, good food, and of course, cold adult beverages. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? Had a great Memorial Day weekend. It was just a lot of fun. Golfed more than I ever golfed in one weekend in my life. Definitely didn't drink more than I have in Memorial Day's past, but all in all, it was still a rough Tuesday.
All right, Flo Rida this weekend, and a new truck. Tapman is here.
That's right. Flo Rida is going to be having a free concert at Titletown, which is like right next to Lambeau Field. It's going to be a madhouse, but I'm going just to see how it could be. You know what I mean? Whistle, baby.
Will you wear your apple-bottom jeans and your boots with the fur?
It's the same thing Eric asked me. I don't have apple bottom jeans. Number one,
don't lie.
Or boots with the fur.
Autumn does.
No.
Celebrating his daughter, oldest son, and his own birthday this week, and heading to see the Philadelphia Union play. Shine is here.
Yes, sir. Delaney turned 6 today. I turned 41 on Sunday, and then Gabe got tickets to the Philadelphia Union soccer game for his birthday. So, in essence, we're celebrating his birthday too, and that's on Saturday. So, never been to a Union game, never been to a professional soccer game, but totally excited to check it out.
Where do they play?
Up in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the face I made too, Eric. Hopefully we can park somewhere close to the stadium.
I was born there, represent. Memorial Day weekend was filled with hanging with friends and some brewskis, and celebrated former Life's a Draft guest and his better half, Amanda's birthday, and he's ready to draft. Bomar is here.
That's right, boys. And on a better note, I just got a text message from my daughter, and she got into the radiology tech program. She got accepted to it. So
Nice. Congrats. Congrats.
Congratulations, Caroline.
Yeah. Salutations.
Big ups.
Yeah.
And lastly, we have a longtime listener as a guest today. He's one half of the Beer Brothers, along with J-Cat. Not from the slums of Shaolin, but he is an honorary Wu-Tang Clan member. Bill, a.k.a. Dog, welcome to the podcast.
Yo, dogs. How we doing today?
Good. Glad to have you here.
Totally geeking out right now to hang out with you guys, dude. Listen to you guys all the time. Yeah. They won't have a good time. Sorry. Pretty good. Let's do it.
So yeah, we had to reach into our bag of beer buddies and bring Bill on for this draft. So he's ready. I know he's ready.
But you
know, what place are you coming in?
No. Why is he an honorary member of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Because he rules? No. He has a Wu-Tang Clan hat?
No. Why, Bill?
Why am I a member? I've gotten tatted on my arm. I don't know.
That's
like, yeah,
true.
You've got a Wu-Tang tattoo. I mean, that
I do. Yes. Bang, right there. Yeah. Let's do it.
And I am your host, Eric, a I just want to give a shout out to my mom, aka G Mom, who is now officially retired. Congratulations, awesome. Mama. I'm happy for you and you've earned it.
Awesome.
G-Mom. Shout out.
Rules.
Congrats. Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen.
She's going to hang out with Rob now.
If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TeePublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best sounds draft. I will start by saying this is probably the most votes we've had in a while, so it was a good topic, I think. High voter turnout, which is good. Hopefully that keeps up. In sixth place, with one vote.
This is terrible because you just preface this with it's the most votes we've had in a while. Somebody got one vote.
Can't be me.
One of all those votes goes to this person.
I'm literally terrified right now. So
I love how everybody thinks it's them. That's why I like to preface.
Not
that.
Me.
Comments include.
Please be wrong.
Nature's Calling was good, but crickets piss me off. Motorcycles are too loud and always rev up at inopportune times. Just Hear Me Out was on the way to victory, but EA Sports, totally enjoyable, but not all of all time. Give me the panties, the farts, I'm fat for fajitas, all the hip-hop freestyles, and of course, the Texas Rattlesnake. That breaking glass means someone's getting that ass whooped, and we will all be entertained. My team, nothing but net, 1.2% of the votes. So,
do you know who voted for you?
Yeah, Keith, which rules, and he's absolutely correct on all of his comment. But let me just say, I've had a long time to think about this. So, as the votes are coming in, I'm just really starting to sweat. Man. Like, if I don't get a single vote, I'm gonna be Rob. Like, Rob didn't get a vote one time. I'm just gonna like freak out. And I'm like thinking, like, dang. So, I get why I got sixth place.
Oh no.
I should have picked some of the heavy hitters earlier. Like, a Swish is really not a first-round pick now that I think about that. But to me, I'd rather hear that than all these nature sounds and whatever. And the draft was not best calming sounds, like best chill sounds. Of all the top teams, I think you guys have a lot of snoozers on your teams. I just feel like some sounds need, like, a good fist pump and, like, to get you rowdy. And obviously, farts were a killer. But nobody wanted to admit themselves that farts are great and great sounds, even though the aftermath is not typically pleasant. So it is what it is. I'm just glad I wasn't shut out. Sixth place. Hey, it doesn't matter. Sixth place is sixth place, whether it's one vote or 20 votes.
Or zero votes. You got one.
Yeah,
vote.
One vote is one vote.
Got one vote. I'll take it.
There's two things that we know is going to happen. Well, one, Bo correctly predicted this. And two, you're definitely stealing Shine's pick.
I don't think so. In fifth place.
Didn't care.
Comments include, tough choice, but your own child laughing is bar none. I love storms, so the sound of thunder is awesome. The rev of a motorcycle is so exhilarating, and the best days are those that I am awakened by birds chirping. This is absolutely spot on. Shine's team. Bazinga with 7.3% of the votes.
Oh, so I got like what, 8 votes?
I don't even know if it was that many. So you got a second pick, Shine.
Whatever.
In fourth place. Comments include, tough call, all really solid teams. Had to think and imagine each one and gauge how I felt. Maybe I'm just getting old, but I went with the more calm and subdued roster. And the sound of silence is my favorite. Nothing better than taking a walk in a snowstorm and you hear nothing. So peaceful. Birdo's team. Hello, darkness, my old friend. 11% of the votes.
I didn't think I was going to fare well in that draft, but
I voted for you, dog.
For real?
I did.
See? Welcome back in time, dog.
Man, the Crunchy Boys were so confident. You guys are always so confident.
I was not. I literally said that I didn't think I was going to do particularly well at the end of the draft.
What you said was, I think silence is going to get me there.
Said it could.
He said it could. But I wouldn't dispute what Bobby's saying because he listens to the episodes like five times each. And I don't even know if you listen at all. So we're not going on your memory from 2 weeks ago. That's for sure. All right. So this was a three-team race pretty much the whole time. But one team did squeak it out. But in third place, comments include, put a crackling fire with the crack of a fresh cold beer, and I'd say life is great. The others are iconic sounds that bring back many fond memories from childhood. J-Cat's team, just hear me out, 22% of the votes.
Nice.
Podium finish, J-Cat. That's all you were aiming for.
What it's all about. I had to get out of the basement, man. I had to get out of the subfloor. I needed to take the garage. We're moving on up, baby. Just like the Jefferson. Let's do it.
And in second place, comments include, Bazinga loses immediately because of the team name. Also, who wants to hear motorcycles? South Park episode. Doesn't really help you, but also, falling rain and a ceiling fan is my recipe for reading and relaxing. Killer combo. The rest of that team is doo-doo from a trash can. And it's homey, it's happy, it's calm. None of the sounds are abrasive. Catman's team, sound bites, 27% of the votes.
Rob is making
I couldn't that have move. Had back-to-back, yeah. If I had back-to-back, like, first place.
That late season push, Rob is...
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's climbing up the leaderboard.
And in first place, with 31.7% of the votes, comments include, have me at crashing waves and lightsabers? Jedi surf camp, anyone? And great picks all around. I almost disqualified this team because the second round pick was so close to Bazinga's first round pick. But after careful consideration, Nature Calling still has the best overall team. Being at the beach and hearing the waves crash is the most relaxing sound in the world. Baby laughs can lift anyone's spirit, and a lightsaber activating lets you know shit's about to go down. When you heard crickets chirping and a nice babbling brook, you know it's time to relax. Beaumarch team, Nature Calling, 31% of the votes.
That's right, boys. Those water features, son. Can't get wrong with them. Can't get wrong with them.
We can add a babbling brook to Aladdin's carpet. And how many are like,
you guys ever heard of a babbling brook?
Well, I'm not picking that. It's unbelievable.
Have you guys heard of Soul? Is that how you pronounce the beer?
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Omar.
You couldn't get a certain beer in Cozumel for a long time. They give you Soul.
Well, here is what we should have drafted in the sounds draft. Eric announcing a Shine last place finish. Shine talking about a 49ers loss. Anytime Shine stops talking entirely. Acoustic guitar. Music from passing cars. The intro to Airwolf. Kind of piggybacking on silence, but the quietness during a snowstorm. A child's heavy breathing when they sleep. Not snoring. Sound of the reel when a fish takes your line. Train tracks. Violins and beats together. Lions roar. That Nike commercial with bouncing basketballs and squeaking shoes. Wood baseball bats. Seagulls in a grocery store parking lot. Sega. Hair being brushed. Popcorn popping. The Nerf vortex whistle. Rain on a tin roof. Hockey puck striking the goal frame in Sega Genesis NHL 1997. Bullfrogs, wind chimes, the 2 to 3 seconds of resonance after a band cuts off. The sound of mixing mac and cheese, but you're not really, adults know what's up. The opening to Careless Whisper, chiropractic care, tap shoes, puppies barking, kids playing outside. The sound of wind over a forest or trees, horses clopping on a stone street. The snap sound of a Nintendo Switch. Hitting a pan with a bit of water in it on the side of a sink, then swirling the sound around in the pan. Gunshots on opening of duck and deer season. Turkeys gobbling. On a Yamaha, chromed out 1100. Open lick to Sweet Home Alabama. The movie company intro theme music. Bottle of wine being opened. Hand running through water. Geese flying by. Breaking glass, heavy snow falling in the woods, casting a fishing rod, turning the TV on, David Attenborough's voice, a snowboard carving down the mountain, wind blowing the leaves on trees, and the buses honking on the last day of school. Those were the things we should have drafted.
There has to be AIs writing this because humans cannot be possibly this stupid.
Listeners, what did Blanchine say last week? We're picking the best sounds, not every sound.
Be careful.
The best sounds.
They listen and then they don't vote for you out of spite, apparently.
What did they suggest that you think is terrible? I thought there were some pretty good ones.
Like they, Chrome now 1100?
They said the same things that we voted for, that we picked.
Broken Glass. That's
true.
All the time.
They picked a specific motorcycle. I'm sorry.
Hey,
did you say slapping a ham? Like a ham?
A pan.
Whatever.
Oh, a pan. Okay.
Hitting the pan with a bit of water and then swirling around the pan, like, I guess the sizzle? I don't know.
Apparently no one likes to hear their own kids laugh.
I mean, isn't running your hand underwater too?
Stop
like
laughing.
A babbling brook?
Yeah,
I heard it.
I don't know, man. I just read what it says.
Heavy snow in the woods is cool with me. I'm all right with that.
I got you, dog. Always read. Snowboard carving down the mountain. That was you.
It was me. And any kids is annoying. I don't know why anyone would vote for kids. They're annoying. So yeah, laughing, crying. Yeah, nah. I'm good on that.
Sleeping but not snoring.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. What is that? Yeah, I'm good.
A few comments for brushing hair, which I was never expecting, but I don't know.
Maybe that's
if
like
you're listening,
satisfying.
I got none. So I don't know what that means.
There you have
female,
it.
The female listeners. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best beer. Like I said earlier, we brought in Bill, beer aficionado, to help us with this draft. There's seven drafters tonight. Without further ado, I'm going to take the first pick. And I thought long, I had a long time to think about this. Not a huge beer drinker. A lot of my beers are pretty similar. This may not be my favorite beer, but it's easy to drink and affordable. It is a heavy hitter, so I got to take it now because I don't have another pick for a long time. Shine, I know this might upset you, but it's a taste as cold as the Rockies. I have to take Coors Light, number one, because I just feel like it's a wildly popular beer. If I have to drink one, a cold Coors Light in a frosty mug is quite tasty. I'm taking Coors Light.
A cold, cold Coors Light. The best Coors Light around. And Shine knows. Is that
Grimes? I thought that was a soundbite, Bo.
No.
Your voice sounded very like...
The coldest Coors Light is at Pizza Villa.
Pizza Villa. Grotto doesn't even rate, bro.
Wait a minute. What did you guys say? Do they sell beer anymore?
Shoot. They need to. They're going to.
In my mind.
Exactly.
When we take it over.
Exactly. Yeah. The babbling brook.
You're right. A cold Coors Light is really, really good, especially on a hot summer day.
Bill, you ever you ever been to Pizza Villa?
I have, yeah. Great cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
My man.
Cheesesteaks. Never had
so
their beer
a future customer.
Not a fan of Coors Light, though. Yeah.
I know that. I figured that. Shine, second pick.
Man, so I had a 1A and a 1B, and they're not anything alike, but I'm going to go with myself, and it usually fails. But this is a very popular beer, first created here in, well, known for being here in Delaware. Hoppy flavor, balanced bitterness. I'm taking the Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA.
Exactly. There's nothing else on the menu, and I spy a 60-minute, and I'll get it every single time.
Same, same, same.
So good.
Solid beer.
All right. Shine's going for them local votes. He's already in his bag of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Climbing up
Swifties
the draft.
Swifties unite.
All right, Birdo, you got the next picks.
Like my brother, I'm not a beer drinker. I'm going to pick something that's holds a special place in my heart because it was the first keg that we had ever purchased when I was in college, which I think was my senior year. So that's because I was 20 going into my senior year. And in this world where we use shorthand for three-letter acronyms like LOL and SMH, I'm going with a fan favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon, a.k.a. PBR.
Tibber.
Yeah, we're picking like best beers, right? I'm just, curious. Keep picking what you're picking, boys. I'm just
that can get away.
We will.
I have a feeling Josh Muncy might vote for my team just for that pick.
Oh, for sure.
PBRs, man. We used to get 24-ounce cans, cases for $10 and go down to the Eagles tailgates and just crush those things. Oh, we had good times with PBRs, dog. Solid pick.
I had one in my life, and I was like, this has to be terrible. And when I had it, I was like, that's actually not too bad. Like, it's dirt cheap, and it was actually pretty good.
I think it's when Milton Irish Eyes opened up, they had $1. $1 PBRs, and it was glorious. I was like just out of grad school, and I was like, yeah. You know, I had no job at the time except for working at the bar, and I could go get cold PBRs at Milton Irish Eyes for $1.
Here's where the draft really starts. We're gonna Bill's got the next pick, followed by J-Cat and Catman.
So my pick. Okay. See, I didn't know what to do with this whole draft. I don't want to geek out or anything like that, but I am going to geek out, and I am going to say King Julius from Treehouse is my pick. Their flagship beer, classic American hops, juicy, goes down like a fine wine. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Like orange juice. It is so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, we can get it at the place. Can't get it on in distro. Got to go there and get it. So good.
So it's an orange flavored beer. I'm looking at it now. Orange, mango, and pine.
I mean, yes. No, that's not. Those are. It, yeah, it's. But there's it's no not
pine
like, in
it. Take that pine out of it. Pine should have no description on it. It goes straight down like orange juice.
Yeah, Julius is nuts.
American varietal hops. So you get all that. Yeah. Oh, it's good. Yes. Julius.
Is it? It's an IPA or no?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we're going on hops, bro.
All right.
All day.
All
That's
day.
That's got to be in your team name.
Oh, no. Brutang Clan, dog, all day.
Yes. That's
awesome. Let me take that off my draft board. Yeah, that's top. That's one of the top, craft beers on my list. Yeah, so.
Now I know how Shine feels when we draft music.
Amen, brother.
Same. Amen.
I almost made that comment when Eric went with Coors Light as the first beer in the beer draft. But out of respect to our leader, I kept my mouth shut for the first time ever in my life.
All right. J-Cat, follow that one up. J-Cat, absolutely. How many beers are on your draft board? 100?
Well, on my draft board, it's probably like that. And in the back of my mind, there's probably 100 more floating around. But I guess I debated not preparing anything on a sheet or anything and just shooting from the hip tonight, you know? Kind of wherever life took me, but we're all right. That was an excellent pick by Bill. One of the things about liking craft beer is sometimes you don't want like a standard, you know, lager or ale or pilsner or something like that. But you want to you want to drink a lot of something that day. And when you drink a lot of craft beers, things get trippy and weird, right? But I found that this beer is a wonderful beer to have. If you're going to have yourself a session, man, if you're going to, you're going to want like 9-10 beers, you're hanging out or whatever, but you want something with a little more kick than your typical, then you are going to go with Founders All Day IPA. Ooh. It's a fantastic, just everyday drinker, man. They come in 15 packs, usually in cans, but I prefer it in a bottle. You can find it. It's really good. A balanced session IPA, low ABV, just nice, smooth taste, has a little bit of an IBU, a little bit of a bite to it. Nothing too crazy. But yeah, I'll take Founders All Day.
You got a BJ's membership there, J-Cat?
What'd you say, Shine?
I asked J-Cat if he has a BJ's membership. I was like, they got Founders in there all the time for pretty cheap.
Oh, maybe I do now need a BJ's membership.
I do know J-Cat drank that at the Sweet 16 when we went to last year. J-Cat, how much did you pay for those beers?
Zero. Thanks, Uncle Mike.
We ate and drank like kings for 2 days and paid $0. It was unbelievable.
So great.
Can I get a souvenir cup? Yeah, what do you want it? No, I just want 4 cups. That'll be $38. All right, here you go. Here's Uncle Mike's card.
And someone just a wry smile as they look at it and just slime it.
Oh, y'all know Mike? Yeah, I know Mike. Not really, but here's his card. Catman, next pick in the beer draft.
Well, I feel like we got two deep cuts there, and there's kind of a big one that's still on the board here that I'm going to bring it back to the masses here. and take something from the oldest operating brewing company in the United States.
Ooh.
Yingling Traditional Lager, boys.
Yings and wings, baby.
It's just so good, man.
Once it hits your lips. So good once it hits your lips.
You still can't get it in Wisconsin. Indiana is as close as it's come. So when I go home, part of the reasons why we like to drive is because like we can do what we want, essentially. And we can also bring delicious, delicious drinks back with us and things that we can get on the East Coast.
Back to the Heartland,
And so, yeah, Yingling, it's a staple. It's always, for a long, long, long time, it was my favorite beer. Just like the old standby where I could find it anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy drinking. It's terrible hangovers if you drink it, for at least for me. But all Coast Guard morale. Water. Yeah. All, like, Coast Guard, like, enlisted bars that are, like, on bases. Like, at the all of our training centers, they have, like, a little place called, like, the E-Club where everyone can go and get super cheap liquor and get wasted for, like, a really, really good time. Yingling's on tap at, like, all those places. So you can get, like, huge Yingling pitchers for $5 and just get tore down. Going Yingling, round one.
I think you just got Pennsylvania's vote.
Yo.
Good.
Yeah, Pennsylvania can vote for him. That's fine.
I'll take the traditional lager.
Good pick, also, man. I was thinking about it. West Virginia should just be renamed South Pennsylvania. And that is all.
That is all. All right, Bomar, back-to-back picks.
Boys, we're coming to summer. But, you know, it's that time, beach. You know, you want to have a good time on a hot day. You might want, you know, a little bit of fruit with your beer. You know, a little bit of lime. And I might have to go with Corona Extra for the beach life. That's my number one pick. My number two pick will be, I think I'm going to have to go with, a lot of people like this. This is also another beer with a little bit of fruit in it. It's orange though. You put orange slice in there and changes the beer, changes the flavor. Nice, smooth, very well known. Almost all the restaurants carry it. Blue Moon.
I don't want orange slices in my beer, dude.
Well, all I was going to say is that was going to be my first pick overall, but like, because it's my favorite beer, but I figured, like, of course, like, will give me more votes. I was hoping it would slip back to me because one beer I actually wanted on my team, and I didn't take it, but I.
Now, if you want an orange slice in your beer, the only acceptable beer to do that with is a Hoegaarden.
I don't really care about the orange slice, but.
Hoegaarden is good.
We're a poll from RAR.
I mean, you guys are talking about beers right
big
now.
Time.
We're still drafting.
Anybody know what a Hoegaarden was besides Bill on the
side? Actually, I've had one. I actually will drink that.
That's a good beer, dog. I can't wait you on that one.
All right. Back to you, Catman.
So this is probably top three for me. Maybe top my favorite beer currently or recently. I didn't take it number one because Yingling was out there and I wanted that. This one's a little bit more closer to home. On a hot summer day, there's nothing like it. It's great. It goes with grilled chicken. It goes with Mexican food. It pairs really well. Sequench Ale, Dogfish Head. It's super refreshing. It's a sour. It's tart, salty. Just love it. I can drink it. And there's this weird thing too where like it kind of tastes like salt water a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I love
if
it.
If you drink two sequences before you go to bed after a hardcore day of drinking, you're going to wake up feeling great because of all the salinity content in those beers. You're going to wake up feeling refreshed like it's like a natural Gatorade, bro. So drink those things after you drink hardcore, before you go to bed, and then you are going to feeling like doing backflips in the morning, dude.
Yo, Bill is the best.
That's a pro tip.
Bill's hype it up, son.
After your Yinglings, throw down some sequences. No hangovers.
Bill, what happens if you drink two of them first?
Drink them all, man. The salinity content in those things are crazy. It literally keeps you like it's like a Gator. It's like a beer Gatorade. It's insane. It's crazy. I'm telling you, yeah.
Look,
doesn't the salt dehydrate you and give you hangovers and headaches?
No, because it's like three different beers in one, and with the salinity with the salt content in the beer, that it keeps you
it cancels it out.
Yes, it cancels everything.
Reverse osmosis.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, no, Drew, I'm telling you, man, it'll keep you from a hangover. They're good beers. That's a solid pick right there.
Bill is like already one of the top guests we've ever had after giving that information out.
The can carefully
handpicked for like, this episode.
But you go to beer college? Get a master's
in hops? No. Well, Dogfish originally, Sequence came out originally for Chesapeake and Maine when they came out for that restaurant. They took Atlantic seawater. They walked 3 blocks up to the beach, took water out of the Atlantic Ocean, brought it back to Dogfish Head, brewed a beer with that and called it Sequence to open up the restaurant. That was like the big like beer release for the actual restaurant. And it kicked off so much and people loved the beer so much that they actually mass produced it now. And it's probably one of, other than Slightly Mighty, with them there with the top beers that they sell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dogfish crushes it with Sequence. It's a great beer. Solid pick, dog. Solid pick.
If Egghead or Keith want to come back on this podcast, then they better come with some facts like this guy is.
Well, but if you didn't know, Bill works for Dogfish.
I work for Dogfish Head. Yeah, I do. I work for, yes. But regardless of that, I was a big, like I said, I'm a beer geek. I'm not a beer snob. I'm a beer geek. I love all beer.
Big difference.
I ain't going to say nothing. Yes, huge difference. I'll drink all beers. I'll take them all. But yeah,
let the listeners know.
Is a special thing in my heart.
Let the listeners know which member of Wu-Tang you had dinner with because you work at Dogfish when you went to that meeting.
The Jizza. I sat there with a 22-course Chinese beer dinner in Philadelphia and sat there with the Jizza and sat next to him and listened to him about his reverse Moses Oz water thing in his house. And he is trying to be a chess master and does about 12 hours a day on chess. It's nuts, dude. Dude's a lunatic, but it's super cool. Yeah, I sat there with Sam from Dogfish Head and a Jizza sitting there when I took the job for Dogfish Head, and it was wild. It was one of the coolest experiences I had in my life. Other than me and Inspector Deck at Dock Street drinking Wu-Tang Ain't Nothing to Funk With beer that they actually aged beer on Wu-Tang music. But Dogfish Head, man. Yeah. Solid pick, dog.
Well, then you got to get us sponsored by Dogfish.
I was just going to say, we have some NBA Jam clips. Now we need some Wu-Tang up in here.
Some liquid swords.
Dogfish Head knows I'm doing this podcast right now. So, yeah, you guys are good.
Sweet.
Woo!
All right. J-Cat, back to you.
There's a misconception about this next beer. People look at the beer and they automatically assume it's a very thick beer. They think it's high in calories.
Yeah, you piss me off so many times.
But when you actually sit down and grab yourself a pint of the black stuff, you have yourself a wonderful bodied stout. Guinness, just classic Guinness, is still one of the sexiest things to be poured behind a bar, is watching somebody pour a perfect pint of Guinness and how the color changes and it like glitters and sparkles as it rolls up, and it, you know, it's just like this wonderful, like crazy frothy looking thing, and then boom, it just settles with a nice, you know, golden, you know, beige head on it, and just the black body of it. And ice cold Guinness to me, not ice cold, but I like my Guinness a little bit colder at first so I can watch the flavor profile kind of like just get a little bit crazier as you drink the pint. But it's wonderful. It's not as many calories as you'd think, and it's a light drinking beer. It's not thick like pudding like people think it is. So just a solid beer. Introduced me to that side of the beer world, like the darker beer. So got to go with Guinness.
I thought it was thick, so I don't know if I've ever had it. Tastes like chocolate.
It's
not at all.
A little bit. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Awful. It's like
is
mud.
That Guinness drought?
I'm gonna drink some mud. I'm gonna drink some seawater, then I'm gonna drink mud.
It's not as thick as
motor oil.
Not at all.
The first thing when we went to Ireland, the first thing we did was tour the Guinness brewery over there in Dublin, and it was amazing. It is different over there.
Well, totally different. Yes.
Yeah.
Two words for you: car bombs.
We'll do them all night. Let's do it,
boy.
My brother. Boys, boys, my brother.
I think that was the only time I had Guinness.
Jamar loves Guinness. Jamar. Loves it. Josh.
Jamar Chase? What?
Jamar?
Jamar Mar?
Jamar.
I have a new nickname. It's Jamar.
All right, Bill. We're back to you. Following up Guinness.
Boom. Okay, Guinness. Solid beer, dude. Good pick. But like I said, I'm beer geeking out, dog. I got to do what I got to do. So I'm going with one of the original OG beers that got me into waiting in lines for beer, waiting hours, taking time out of my snowboard trips to go to some weirdo Vermont country store to go wait in line to go get a limit of 8 beers. It's called Heady Topper from the Alchemist in Stowe, Vermont. One of my favorite places to snowboard and drink beers at. I'm sorry, dog. I see you over there. I see you. But you know I got to go. I got to go. I'm a haze boy. So I got to stay with one of the OGs that got to the beers from clear to you can't see through. And as the Alchemist. Penn State graduate also, just to let you know. Right. Yeah.
The Alchemist. Heady Topper.
Yes.
Yep.
You have to drink it from the can. You can't take it out of the glass. Put it in the glass. You got to drink it from the can. And yeah, it is better from the can than in glass. But people say you only get fights on that. But why would the head brewer of the thing say drink it from the freaking can? So you got to drink it from the can. Solid beer, dude.
It's all orange flavors you like there. Yeah, it says Topper having flavors of orange, tropical fruit, and pink grapefruit.
Yes, that's with the American varietal hops that are going into the beer. When they constantly hop the beer, it brings out just numerous flavors of hops. So, like, you have American hops, New Zealand hops, Britain hops, German hops. They all have different flavors. So when you start just constantly hitting them with citrus-flavored hops, like, let's say Citra, Mosaic, let's go throw like a little Galaxy in there. You know Galaxy's from another place, whatever. See, I'm geeking out. Just, yeah. Good beer, dog. If you like I said, the last beer I chose was like an orange-flavored one. Same thing. Hazy, citrusy, goes down smooth. It's a good beer. And it is literally the godfather of hazy IPAs that you see a lot of these breweries now that popped up that made their money on. Dewey Beer Company. Even to the point maybe Miss Pillion did that all too. Big Oyster throws all their money onto hazy IPAs. So yeah, it's what they all try to make their beers on. Excellent beer.
For any of the people listening to this, if you wonder why we invited Bill on this draft, there's your answer.
All right, bro, we're back to you.
Dropping knowledge. I'm really glad I get to pick this beer. This is my Blue Moon, and this beer are my favorite beers. I love caramel. This has a caramely, toasty malt flavor. It's from Belgium. I'm going with Fat Tire.
Oh, good call. Beer. The variety pack.
Thanks, that beer.
Fat Tire is not from Belgium.
New Belgium.
New Belgium. Colorado.
New Belgium Brewing Company from Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Well, I call it a Belgian dip, but it's okay.
They totally reformulated their beer now. There's two separate beers now, Fat Tire. Old recipe, new recipe.
Yeah.
New one's
awesome
no good.
Beer to do. One of the beers that got me into craft beer.
Yeah. It was everywhere for the longest time. It was always Fat Tire, Fat Tire, Fat Tire.
Fat Tire. All right, Shine, back to you.
I was holding out hope there for a little bit with the Guinness because my first round pick, I was deciding between Dogfish 60 or going with the Guinness. I thought I was going to be able to get both. I have to pivot. This time pivoting to the West Coast. Something about West Coast style IPAs I'm usually drawn to. One of the best ones, in my opinion, is the Lagunitas IPA.
Say that again?
No.
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
There was a stretch where they were just putting out, like, you know, their mass-produced stuff was just killing people, man. It was, like, all over the place. Like, if you had Lagunitas, you know, at your, like, bar or your restaurant, people were like, this is unbelievable. And I fed into that hype for a little bit, man. I was on that train, a lot of their beers, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Solid pick. Awesome beer. Great brewing company.
I don't know what it is with the Western style, but if I'm somewhere where there's a great beer choice and I see something like that that I haven't had before, a good chance I'm getting it just to try it out. And that's a style of beer that I typically enjoy.
It's been a while. Man, I have a couple that I really want. Now, I don't know where you guys are going. I know J-Cat and Bill are probably not going to pick what I have on here. So I'm trying to think what's going to land me. I do have 3 or 4 beers I really like. I'm going to go, y'all are drafting summer beers. I'm going to go with a fall beer. That when it's fall, September, October football season, I usually go to pumpkin. One of these. Yeah, I've drafted pumpkin before. So I'm going to go with a Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Go with Sam Oktoberfest.
That's a good beer.
Marzen style lager?
Was that?
Very good Oktoberfest style. Awesome beer.
Yeah.
Good it beer. Is.
Yeah. So
one of the better Oktoberfest they have out there.
Nice. Thanks for the validation. Here's where I'm torn. I don't know. There's a beer that I want that I feel like Rob's going to take.
I don't care which one you take. Just don't take mine.
I'm going to draft for me. I'm going to take one that has – I don't even know much about it. It comes in a giant yellow can. It's Landshark. I get Landsharks if they have it. I like it. It's light, crisp. Give me Landshark.
Great dream. What's that? A Jimmy Buffett concert, dude. Oh, yeah. Fins to good, the left. Fins to the right.
Dog, I saw Hootie. I saw Darius Rucker in the Bahamas. So Landsharks all day.
Do it, man.
Landshark Stadium.
Yo.
See, I can't. Love I don't know what you guys are thinking. I was like, can I wait? Sounds like I could have waited on that one. It's all right. It's for me. Back to you, Sean.
Back to me. So we're heading into summer season. I feel like many different breweries try to create their own version of this beer. Typically, it's blended wheat beer with like a lemonade or other such as flavor, but I'm going none other with the original Summer Shandy.
And that's what I was going to pick. I thought Rob was going to take it.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. What was that? I was looking at notes.
The Summer Shandy.
Oh.
You're getting Langkugels then?
Langkugel, yeah.
Chippewa Falls.
That's a good pick.
I was going to take it. It was 100% my next pick.
Yeah. That's Autumn's favorite beer, isn't it?
No.
Ooh, we know what Autumn's favorite beer
it's
is.
It's definitely
right?
up there, though.
Settle down, boy.
It's up there.
Huh?
I said, settle down, boy.
I ain't touching it, dog. You good?
Okay, because I'm not bringing you anymore when I come out there. If you pick
better
it
pull
for
that
me.
Out, dog. You better pull that out. I'd be disappointed in you if you don't pull that out.
All right. Birdo.
I'm on a zag.
Hold on. Summer Shandy is delicious, by the way. It's a lemonade beer.
I know.
It's amazing. It's like water. You could drink like 30 of them. No big deal.
I agree.
Anyway, go ahead, Bobby.
I'm on a zag. You may say this is not in the spirit of the draft, but it does exist. Mostly in a fictional town of Springfield. Where you can't get enough of that wonderful Duff, or it's always time for a Duff. I'm going with Duff Beer, loved by Barney Gummel, served by Mo Sizlak, and consumed by Homer Simpson. Duff Beer for you, Duff Beer for me. I got a Duff, you got one too.
That was my 5th round pick.
I knew it. I was going to wait to the 5th round, but I couldn't risk it. It could bring in the votes.
Duffman doesn't die, just the actors that portray me.
I ain't scared.
Can you name
that's
the seven
Duffs? That's a red zone pick.
Surly Duff. Queasy Duff.
Oh, Duff. Yeah.
Duff Gardens.
Duff Gardens.
Too many good beers to be zagging already.
Not kidding.
All right. Brewtang Clan. Back to you, dog. Oh,
Brewtang Clan coming at you. Like I said, we're geeking out. If you got to Google it to find out what the beer is called, let's just go straight Westy 12. Okay. It's
is that
called
a dog breed?
12. It's a Trappist beer from Belgium. It's a Belgian quad. It's made by Buddhist monks. Well, I shouldn't say Buddhist. It's made by monks, okay? And
Tibetan monks?
They sell the beer out of the abbey that they live in, and they make this beer. They make multiple beers, but this beer that is called 12 is one of the most sought after beers in the world. It's ranked 100%, 99% on all types of beer, types of advocate, beer reviews. You can only get it from them and or the actual, there's a bar down the street from the Abbey that they live in that you can actually buy the beer. So that's the only way you can get the beer. So you can either get the beer from them or the bar. Can't get it anywhere near here. I've had it multiple times. It is like raisiny, caramel, sweet. It's a fall beer to me, but oh, it is one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. Westie 12.
I've heard of this before.
Yes, I've had it. Yeah. I've actually had it at a beer share in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware at the TGI Fridays when it was there. Yes. The beer manager, the bar manager that used to work there is a huge beer fan. We became friends. I lived down the street from it. I would go there. They had the best beer in Rehoboth before, you know, it went away. But yeah, we had beer shares. We would bring bottles, cans, everything like that. People would just share beers. And yeah, multiple times of that beer. And it is absolutely delicious. There is a beer out there, St. Bernadutus at 12, that is basically a clone of that beer that you can actually buy in the stores here in Delaware. So if you want to actually try that beer that is a clone of that beer, you can. It's almost to the point of it. But yeah, it's good beer, very good beer. Bunch of monks just hanging out, just brewing beers, dude. That's pretty cool.
Nice. We got to scale a mountain for that one.
Yeah, man, why not?
Golden Child. Golden Child style.
All right, J-Cat. Trapezoids are taking off the board. J-Cat's up.
All right, so I'm going to come a little local down here on the Eastern Shore for this one. This is a specific beer from a brewery based out of a wonderful little town called Berlin, Maryland. The brewer is Burley Oak Brewing Company. And the first time I had this beer, we were down in Ocean City in the winter, going to Ocean City Wasabi because it's like half price rolls and stuff like that. And I looked up, I saw a Burley Oak beer that I hadn't had before. And I drank four of them just sitting there loving this beer so much. It's an American IPA. The name of the beer is Lost.
Good TV show.
Were you lost?
Great TV show. Lost. Yeah.
Great beer.
Beer, it's amazing. I absolutely still to this day absolutely love it. If I see a four pack of it, I grab it.
The best beer that Burley Oak actually brews.
Yeah.
We get in an argument with all their like fruited sours and stuff like that, but their IPAs are solid. Yes.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, dreams are great and all, but like, yeah.
They fell off, but whatever. We can get that's another conversation. But yes, their beers are solid.
Yeah. I'll take a wonderful Lost any day of the week.
Nice.
A fresh Lost? Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Catman.
All right. So my summer shandy's gone. One Wisconsin beer is out. I gotta take Bill hinted at it earlier. We've driven Spotted Cow out to him before. We've dropped him off 12 packs. So I'm going New Glarus Brewing Company. Some people call it a farmhouse ale. It's a blend of Pilsner malt, white wheat, and caramel malt. It just tastes really good. I mean, I know that's hard to explain. But yeah, Spotted Cow from New Glarus Brewing Company. It's like everywhere out here. Like that's like the restaurant and bar staple. Like everywhere you go, everywhere has Spotted Cow on tap. Like
it is the Yingling of Wisconsin. We'll call it that.
Basically.
It's a Pilsner beer, yeah. So basically it's a Pilsner, so we'll call it the Miller Lite of Wisconsin. It is a solid, solid beer. One of the best beers that I've actually drank. It is awesome. I can crush those things every day, all day. Solid pick, dog. I would be disappointed if you didn't pick that. I would be very disappointed if you didn't pick that beer.
I took Spotted Cow down to Mancation one year too, and Paul and the guys had some of it, and they were like, "Oh, Spotted Cow's okay," but there was another one that was called like Road Slush or something that they were like all about by New Glarus, but.
Well, yeah. New Glarus is a solid brewing company. They make all types of different styles, but that the Spotted Cow is the beer that people always want to drink. Like I said, when people go outside of Pennsylvania, they want Yingling. People outside of Wisconsin, they get outside of Wisconsin, they want that beer. Correct? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it is. Solid beer. Awesome pick.
It's always in my fridge too, by the way.
Solid. I mean,
batter.
Sounds pretty good. It's not an IPA, so I'd try it. All right, Bomar, back-to-back picks.
Boys, I'm going back to the summer. I'm going back to the beach. If you want something a little bit heavier.
Have you left the beach for the summer?
If you want something a little bit heavier
than
Corona Extra, we're going to go back to Sam Adams, Summer Ale, baby.
Sam Summer.
He name's got to be Summer Lovin' or something, right?
Awesome beer, citrusy. Oh, yeah. Very good beer.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
And then this is a long wait. For my fourth pick, I'm going to go with an IPA, and 9%, and it's a very, very good beer. You can pretty much get it anywhere. Bell's Two Hearted IPA.
Bell's a solid.
Solid beer. For a macro beer that you can get everywhere and anywhere,
yep.
One of the best beers that you can get.
Yep.
Along with your all-day IPA, Bell's Two Hearted, up there.
I was going to pick Slighty Mighty, but since it was said by Bill, I wasn't going to do that.
Well, I didn't pick that beer. I just said it. I didn't pick it.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's one of my favorite beers.
So you actually have to pick it in order for him to actually pick something to, you know, jump on it there.
To undercut you.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, Catman.
My last two picks here are going to be, they might not help me at all because they're not really East Coast beers. I don't think anyone out there is going to know what they are. But I'm going to pick them because I like them, and I get them whenever I go to these places. Next one is it's an Irish Red Ale. It's from Titletown Brewing Company here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's called Johnny Blood Red. It's just delicious. It's got caramel flavor. It's a little dark. It's darker than like a regular lager. It's just really good. Good with a burger.
Johnny Blood Red.
Yep. It's an Irish style red ale.
I like you picking that local, dog. I like it.
You better hope
support your local brewery.
His in-laws are voting. I don't know. That sequence could be a big one, though.
Oh, so is Yingling. I'm good, son.
Johnny Appleseed's off the board.
It's named in honor of legendary Packer Johnny Blood McNally. That's who it's named after.
All right. Love it. Speaking of Johnny, J-Cat, next pick.
Interesting. I have to draft it just because it's my go-to light beer. If there's, you know, a light beer that I want to drink all the time, and I do like light beer. Light beer is, you know, is good. Ice cold light beer is always great. But my grandfather drank this before me, and I guess I got the bug too. Miller Lite, an ice cold Miller Lite bottle, is still one of my favorite beers that I've ever had. It's really simple. I just like it, you know. It's my old go-to. It's like my old friend next to my heart, like Krusty the Clown, you know what I mean? So just a good old widespread, you know, developed in 1967, dispersed in local markets in 73, and then burst onto the national scene in 1976. This wonderful light beer, you know, great taste, less filling, man. Let's go Miller Lite. I had to.
Where's the best place to drink Miller Lite, J-Cat?
In my basement.
The starboard deck with Kristen and the noise playing? No.
The golf course.
The beach.
Good call.
Yeah.
The golf course.
J-Cat, I thought you were a Miller High Life dude.
No, I am a Miller High Life guy.
Champagne of beers?
I mean, I'm wearing the shirt, you know? But there's something nostalgic for me about Miller Lite. Because it was always around when I was a kid. It was that and another beer, which I will not mention because you never know. You don't want to spoil anything. But it was like those two beers growing up had like significant meaning. And I just love Miller Lite.
All right, Bill, back to you.
All right. So we're going to go a little macro this time. So a little bit more distro worldwide. We're going to the beer that basically got me into the craft beer game, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah.
OG, cans, ice cold, like you, oh my God, they can go down, sit on the beach.
Yep.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Awesome beer. Now they have a place down here over in North Carolina, so in Asheville. So, yeah. Awesome beer. Awesome brewery. They all you gotta do is sit on that beer. It's kind of like the Heady Topper. You just gotta sit on that one beer and make it solid constantly, and you will go far in life.
Murdo, beer me.
I think I'm getting huge value in the fourth round with this pick. It's been already mentioned, but I do enjoy this beer, especially in the summer. Sweet can design. Brewed locally in Milton, Delaware. I'm going Dogfish Slightly Mighty. I know you all said it, but I'm picking it.
Dog, great beer. 95 calories. 95 calories, like monk fruit extract, so no sugars. Mm-hmm. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome beer.
First off,
I love that beer.
Yeah. Monk fruit that is my go-to. Other than all-day IPAs, if I just want to get this little nice IPA, oh, yeah. But the Slightly Mighties, just, yeah. Awesome beer. Good pick, dog.
You're going to get that sponsorship from Dogfish. But first off, I don't believe in calories. They don't exist. They're not real. Calories are a non-standard unit of measure.
Any science, Bobby?
Well, we can go on a rant here. But 100 calories
trolling.
100 calories to me is not 100 calories to someone else. It's all about your metabolism. So it's not a standard unit of measure. Secondly,
I drink my calories and eat my calories. Put it that way, dog. Put it that way.
The can is fire. The taste is delicious, and it's local. I'm hanging my hat on Dogfish Slightly Mighty in the fourth round, too, boys.
It's a good pick.
LOCAL, local, dog. Come on, let's do it, Dogfish.
It's way better than your first pick.
Slightly Mighty is it? It's called that because it's because of the calories or whatever. Like,
yeah, low.
Yeah.
It's like a light beer.
It's all the flavor in IPA with half the quote unquote calories.
Gotcha.
And no sugar.
Slightly Mighty is a good beer, man.
Monk fruit extract.
Listeners, if you have not had Slightly Mighty, drink some Slightly Mighty.
What is it called? Slightly Mighty or Slightly Mighty?
Slightly Mighty. Slightly Mighty.
I think Bo's had a couple too many Slightly Mighties.
No, I've had a little bit too much.
Vino.
All right,
for the listeners, Bo is drinking wine during the draft, the beer draft. You're done.
Come on, dog. At least drink a beer off of, like, A's off of red wine barrels. Come on, dog.
Listen, he loses his fifth-round pick. That's a violation.
Hold on.
A's on red wine. A little Chardonnay barrels. Or, I'm sorry.
So on-brand, on-brand. It's perfect.
J-Cat, maybe Jason, I've had more beers today than any of all you guys put together. So...
It's Thursday.
So, more than Bobby and I.
Thursday. I hope you drank them after you cut my grass.
After you,
I didn't cut your grass for that.
Cut up his goose poop.
Is OSHA listening? What's going on?
OSHA. O'Shea Jackson. All right. O'Shine Jackson is up with his next pick.
O'Shine's going to keep it local. I think it's almost criminal we haven't picked a beer from this local brewery yet, but we're going to end it. Started with people who have become friends of ours, and I have found a few different beers that I enjoy from Dewey Beer Company, but none other than their hopefully soon to be famous Swishy Pants. Swishy Pants, they label it as an India Pale Ale. Super excited after I started to drink it, and then I found that it's actually on tap at some local restaurants around here now too, so you can find it right around the corner at my local liquor store and all the, you know, Dewey Beer Company restaurants as well. But it's just a very smooth, good tasting, but not light beer. And if you haven't had Swishy Pants yet, I suggest you find it, grab a 4-pack, and enjoy it.
Awesome beer. Awesome beer. Their flagship banging beer. They make a other beer called Swishier Pants, which bangs it with more peaches and just citrusy. And yeah. But yeah. Yeah. Awesome beer. Put Dewey Beer Company on the map other than their other like fruited sours, we'll call them. But Swishy Pants, excellent beer.
Yeah. I think you're talking like their secret machine. I've tried a couple of those. And found I'm not too much of a fruity or soury beer guy, but some of them are actually pretty good too. Find the right mix.
Dewey Beer Company makes solid beers. All their beers are good. Some of their thrills fell off, but yeah, we're good.
Suntan lotion.
What's J-Cat laughing at?
suntan lotion, man, literally smells like you slather that on you or whatever on you. But yeah, pretty good beer. I'm not a big sour guy. I'm not gonna go into that realm, but yeah. Everything in our Delmarva area is actually throwing out solid beers, which is super cool. Because people come from literally all over the area, from the tri-state quadruple area, to come down to us to see our beers, and it's f***ing awesome. It really is.
And yeah, Bo's drinking wine.
Yeah, he's drinking wine. I hope it's is at least from the vineyards over there in Five Points. If you're drinking a wine, at least be local.
Or the new that's Milton.
Crappy. That's crappy. He's going California. Winery. California wine.
Go California
wine, where they have many babbling brooks.
I'm a whiny.
You don't do their landscaping, do you, bro?
I'm a whiny, not a wino, but a whiny. I'm a whiny. He said.
A babbling brook drinking a little vino. Holla.
All right, I'm gonna finish my last two picks. I have three beers that are really close to each other, and they're all very close to Blue Moon. So I'm just trying to decide which one I want to take. But I'm going to go with this one just because I visited a brewery when I was in Maine, and it's a solid beer, citrus, spice. I'm a big wheat beer drinker, a little coriander, some orange peel. I'm going to go with Allagash White.
You owe me your beer. $2.
Solid. And my last pick, Berto took the Simpsons beer. I'm not going to draft Red Tick beer, which usually needs more dog from the Simpsons. I'm not going to draft that, but I'm going to go with, I don't know. I like this beer. Had it at Big Fish a couple times, gotten it out a few times. So definitely a little fruity. It's lighter, summery beer. I'm going to go with Mango Cart Golden Road.
Oh my gosh. You got Diltz's pick now.
Nice.
Yeah, you can't stop talking about that stuff.
Nice. Love that beer. Yeah, I like it.
He doesn't even vote.
Unless you pick some Kona.
What? True.
Big wave, longboard. Give me all these surfing things from a Hawaii beer.
Another ale with some real mango. Not that monk fruit. Just real mango in this one. You know what I'm saying?
Like Golden Road mango bush, dog.
Is that what it is?
But yeah, we're not going to go into that.
Yep. All right. Sorry, dog. Getting too big.
My sister loves that beer. I always bust her balls all the time on it.
All right. Well, make sure you tell her that you're on the podcast and then send her the voting link. Maybe I'll catch up.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. You know that.
Shout out, Rosemary.
Yeah, Rosemary Rogers.
All right. Shine, your last pick.
Last pick. This beer was a favorite of mine for a little while. I wasn't expecting to draft it tonight, but I don't know if Coors Light would have, how long that would have lasted, but I always have Coors Light in my fridge. Just sometimes when I don't want to go so IPA or heavy, that is a staple. I thought it would last forever, so I was kind of in my head waiting until now to pick that. But we'll keep it local one more time. This time we'll go with a Big Oyster and have their Hammerhead IPA.
The Hammerhead's good.
I almost drafted a different one.
Solid West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
Solid beer.
I was like, again, solid the West beer. Coast is just something, I don't know, I gravitate to.
Yeah, excellent beer that those guys made. Very good beer.
Maybe it's that 49ers fan in me.
That's all right.
Or Oakland A's fan.
You like
to fly. Las Vegas A's. Eric.
What's it called? Hammerhead?
Big Oyster Hammerhead IPA.
Yeah, seven different hops going into that thing, straight freaking just boiled, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good beer. That's their flagship. Very good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Birdo.
For my final pick, there are times where I crave Mexican food. And when I crave Mexican food, enjoy a nice beer with it. So I'm going to, and I know Bo picked Corona, but I prefer this beer over that Modelo Especial.
It's on my list. There we go. It is better.
Way better.
I was going to pick that, actually.
Plus Dame Willard.
We're going to take Corona and Modelo. And
you'll need a lime for that one.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Bill, you got your last pick, essentially your fifth favorite beer.
my fifth favorite beer. My last one, too, right?
Yeah, it's your last pick, dog.
I'm going to have to go with Worldwide Stout. 18%.
Yeah.
18%. Oh, let's bring that
big
heat.
Boy pants on, son.
Let's go. They actually have brought out different varietals. So, like, there's a Wake Up Worldwide. There's a, oh, yeah. There's a Bourbon Barrel Age Worldwide. There's a, we do a, Sam Adams does a Utopia Barrel. Okay, so they took that beer from Worldwide, threw it in his Utopia Barrel, and threw that in there. So, like I said, Worldwide Stout, 18% stout. You think Guinness is thick? This thing is like
motor oil,
7,000
miles on a 97 Honda Civic. Oil.
Probably burns when it goes down,
like,
too.
Not burned, smooth as silk. Chesapeake and Maine, again, they took that beer and made a cold brew coffee with it. And then, oh, yeah. Oh, threw some little whipped cream on it. Bang. Oh, it's good. Yeah, Worldwide Stout. Dogfish Head. Best beers they brew. Great with a brownie sundae. Reduce that thing down. Make it with some little chocolate. Ooh, yeah.
Did you just say ice cream?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Throw that thing on there.
Shine intensifies.
Where?
Brownie sundae vanilla ice cream. Worldwide reduction. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, baby.
Whipped cream, macerated strawberries. Let's go.
Whoa. Macerated.
Why?
That's a culinary song. I'm sorry. That's culinary.
Hey,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
I love it. Over here. I didn't understand half of what you said, dude. But I'm so hungry right now. Woo.
All right, J-Cat, your last pick.
My last pick is a for me pick. This is... I waffle between this beer and another beer that as like the best beer I've ever had in my life. And ultimately, it always comes back to this for me. I'm going with a wonderful West Coast style IPA, big citrus and pine notes in there. Get a little fruit. It's got a nice IBU. It's a little bit more bitter. And I love that. It's from Russian River Brewing Company. It's called Blind Pig IPA. It's perfect. It's the perfect beer. It's so good. Like, I love it. It's just amazing. So I have to draft it because it's amazing. And the bottle art is pretty funny too if you Google it. So.
Top five beers and IPAs. Yes. Awesome pick, bro. One of the best beers of IPAs that someone needs to drink of IPAs. Yes. Anything from Russian River. Yes. Awesome pick.
There's a couple more well-known ones
we'll
put out.
Old guys and young guys. Yeah, we'll call it. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for me, it's always going to be Blind Pig.
I'm with you. Awesome. I got beer, a nice awesome brewing company.
This draft is a nice shopping list for tomorrow for the weekend for me. Let me tell you what. I'm going to.
I've been doing the same thing, Rob, making a list here.
All right. Catman, got your last pick.
I'm going with another one that was kind of like my West Coast staple when I was out in Washington State. It's from Breakside Brewery. They're in Astoria in Portland. It's called Wanderlust. I'll read the profile. Golden IPA, 5 different hops, intense grapefruit, and dank notes with a crisp finish. It's a bronze medal at the 2014 Great American Beer Festival. Dank, tropical orange flavor. It was just good, man. It was a solid beer. Like, it wasn't too light, wasn't too heavy, and it just kind of, like, went with everything. And they always have 4-packs at Costco. Yeah. It's like a painted wolf. It looks really cool. I was down to Portland a couple times in Astoria, and I never got a chance to go to their brewery. It was, like, COVID time. It was, like, weird, so hours were weird. The last time we were down there, I really wanted to stop there, and it just didn't work out. But they got some other cool beers that I had when I was out there in Washington. Their stuff was everywhere out there, so. Probably won't get me any love, but whatever. I liked it. It was good. And I always look for it here. I get so mad because I go over to the Bees, and Autumn's always like, oh, no Breakside. And I'm like, no. Like, So, Wanderlust, Breakside Brewing Company.
I think they'll support that local brewery. I like it.
All right, Bomar, you got the last pick in a beer draft.
All right, so I'm going to have to go opposite of Summer. I'm going to have to go to Winter because I think Eric's the only one that really – picked a winter beer. My brother introduced this to me
Jamar.
And this is probably one of the best winter beers I've had. Nut Brown Ale, St. George's. You
nut
guys
brand?
Don't know if you guys ever.
Nut Brown Ale?
Brown Ale.
Okay.
Nut Brown Ale.
Right, yeah.
Nothing.
St. George's. If you guys haven't had it, try it. Wintertime. Thanksgiving, Christmas time. It's really good.
So we have like more of like the pumpkin flavors on that beer? Like
No. It's more of like a heavy dark lager type deal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure it's not more Sam like Smith?
Like more like a Morrison?
No. It's okay. Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay. Sweet.
Nut Brown
Ale. Check it out.
Bill.
St. George's.
I see it.
Now that you've seen all the teams pick, I know you weren't writing them down. What team stands out to you?
Actually, yeah, you guys all had solid picks. Like I said, I geeked out. I know J-Cat's geeked out. Rob and Shine. Those two teams, they're pretty solid squads. Four guys that drink beer but really don't drink, like, you know, getting into, like, the craft beer thing. Like I said, I'm on a more craft beer thing. So, for those guys, yeah, they actually, like, moved into the craft beer thing, pulling the guys in. You two guys, the Crucci brothers, are, like, straight, like, yeah, I'm like, straight macros. Because we don't drink. I know that. So, yeah, you guys are good, dog. Don't worry.
Bill, you just have to remember that we have to, like, this balance of what we like,
voters.
But also we need votes because it's
the inside. That's why I'm like I said, I'm geek. Like, I'm a beer geek, but I'm geeking out on this show. Like, I love you guys. I've listened to every freaking show. I love you guys. So it's so cool to see you guys draft and the way you guys draft. Like, oh yeah. I've been ear to ear. I've been ear to ear smile the whole time I've been on this thing. So yeah, I wish all the luck. Yeah. But drinking wine while we're doing a beer?
Like, I know.
That's worse than doing your laundry and folding clothes.
I had nice light today.
Something.
I had, what else did I have?
I'm with you. Got no beer in there? Come on. Other than that, yeah, we're good.
Pinot Noir.
You guys did your homework. You did.
You know.
And I like that. Yeah, you guys.
I will mention, son. And guess what? I'm number one.
You're honorable mention. But listen. We can't be rattling off. You get three beers, honorable mentions, but you can't be like describing them for 12 minutes each. So you tell your three beers, boom, boom, boom. It's a little something and move on. Omar,
one of my favorite beers. It's not, they don't exist anymore. Responder 16 Mile. They're just a good drinking beer. Also, Dos Equis. I like Dos Equis. And I like Natty Light, man. I like a Natty Light.
Nothing wrong. I crushed two tonight.
Yep, I had two and a half. That's what I told my wife.
Catman, what you got? Three more.
El Segundo Brewing Company, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. It's always in my fridge. Always.
Great.
I get the four packs. They're everywhere around here. It's easy to get.
Rob, have you ever banged two together? Just like, because if you haven't.
No. I have not, and I was at a cookout on Sunday night, and I brought my buddy a four pack of it, and he came out near the end of the night and had two in his hand. I thought he was going to do it, and then I was scared he was going to make me do it, but then everybody was like, oh, slam them together, and I was like, I got to drive home. So no, I didn't do it, but I had a chance there.
Rob, grow a goatee and just do it.
Okay, I will.
No hat.
Before the end of the summer, yes.
All right.
Smithwick's Red Ale. It's an Irish Red Ale. You can get it anywhere. I just always enjoy it. I like it. It's good. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, and Steel Reserve, just a shout out, because when you're down, you know what I mean? Like when you have like $4 and you need to get somewhere, a Steel Reserve will get you there.
Odie?
Malt liquor.
Can we draft an Odie in a brown paper bag?
Oh.
J-Cat, what you got?
Main Beer Company makes an IPA called Lunch, which is amazing. It's an East Coast take on a West Coast. Other half, Broccoli, just a solid, solid IPA.
So good.
This is like Mad Libs to me. It's just random words.
I know. And, lunchtime. And
so good.
Broccoli.
Lunchtime, Broccoli, Allen Wrench, Coffee Table.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Broccoli's got
Red Ale. Never heard of a Red Ale.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's broccoli.
Looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, broccoli's so good.
Yeah. See it? It is.
Yeah.
One more thing.
My last one is this is the first beer I ever got drunk off of. And it's when my hood rat friends and I snatched a cooler in Tall Pines. And we snatched a cooler. We ran through the woods and we took it back to our little fort. And we all got face drunk on Meister Brew, which happens to be the beer that Cousin Eddie is drinking outside of the RV in Christmas Vacation. And that is a true story. I had no clue what this stuff was when we did it. And then I remember watching the movie and going, oh, I was like, that's Meister Brew. I was like, that's the first one, man. It was, we were all sicker than dogs. It was great, but yeah.
I was so. With you.
Oh boy, that Tall Pines Posse was rolling deep, man. I don't want to incriminate
Justin.
Wait a minute. Where was the cooler? Whose was it? And who buys that beer?
Well, because in the back of Tall Pines, like, so you have like the residential section, right? But then you have like the RV and resort section. So it's like campers and tents. And, yes, exactly. So, like, everyone always has coolers out and everybody's getting hammered, and we would go cooler snatching, man. We would case the joint, and then we'd basically find out who was our easiest target, and we'd all run through, snatch their coolers, and run. And then we'd go back to our hideout, and we'd all just do stupid underage things and drink beer.
J-Cat in a bush, in camo. And someone was like, yo, look at that rat tail. There's someone in that bush. And like, it like gave him away.
Like, that's like J-Cat's version of super bad. Yeah. Really bad.
It's unreal, man. We were bad. We weren't like terrible, but yeah, we were terrible.
Ornery. You're ornery.
Yeah. That boy just ornery. All
right, Bill, three more picks. If you could have had them, what would you have taken?
Oh. Three more picks. I probably would have went with my OG drinking then. Okay, so we're going with Colt 45.
Works yeah.
Every time, dude. Billy Jack. Williams. Billy D.
How about Colby, I go?
All the time. 45 in Logan Circle down in Philly, dude. We used to grab 40s, roll down Logan Square, Circle, whatever you want to call it. And just hang out and drink 40s. Another one was Peach Wicked Strawberry Blonde.
Yes.
Okay. Peach That's Wicked. Going back. That was when I was OG drinking Peach Wicked. Okay. And then another one. Oh, man. I have so many beers. Like, what Jake said, it's all in the head.
Got one more, dog.
Okay. So we're going to finish it on a Wu-Tang song. Okay. So we did with the Wu-Tang. Monkish Brewing Company does a song called Socrates Philosophies and Hypotheses. Okay, is it IPA? I'm gonna have to go with that. Yeah.
Japanese philosophies. So
right there with the Wu-Tang thing, boom. Wu-Tang Clan, nice. Bang. I had a blast with you guys.
Solid, dog.
That's awesome.
Love you.
All right, bro.
All right, quickly, I'll say Estella, however you pronounce it,
Artois. It is a Belgian beer.
I was going to pick some sort of pumpkin beer. I would have gone with Dogfish, even though I think I'd like some other ones better. But I've never had this beer, but I know one thing. It'll get you drunk. Samuel Jackson beer, Dave Chappelle show.
I tried to make that my background. I don't know why where it went. Shine.
All right. For these three, I'm trying to find three of the cheapest beers that I could come up with that we would be trying to go for back in the day. First one being Keystone Light.
How's my college Keystone.
Day? Bitter Beer Face?
Yes. Right?
Bitter Beer Face!
The second, it reminds me of University of Delaware every time I come across it, and it's Peels. I could be pronouncing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Peels.
If you lived in the towers at University of Delaware, you could go around the corner to the liquor store there and find a six pack of that for I think $1.99.
Perfect. Wow.
And then give a shout out to Rochester, New York, and their Genesee Cream Ale.
There you go. Ooh. Yeah.
That is a great cream ale, woo! Man. Genesee just
love it. Great beer.
Quintessential great cream beer. Ale.
And I want to say you can get that at arenas around here.
Yes, oh, you can.
I definitely think they have cans of the cream ale.
Awesome Genesee, beer.
Oh, man. Genesee Dude. Cream ale is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
All right. My honorable mentions, the last beer I have, RAR Groove City Hefeweizen.
Ooh, solid yeah. Beer.
I was going to pick Shock Top, but I went with the Allagash instead. I always get a Shock Top. Usually, and pretty much, I had Big Oyster Solar Power on there, but I don't even know if I really like that. I think I've had it once, but I can't remember what it tastes like.
It's good.
So, sorry.
I'll go
it's
with
my,
that.
It's my father-in-law's go-to when he comes to visit.
It was that or Bud Light. Let's go with the Big Oyster.
Yes, go with the Solar Power, dog.
Yeah, dog. All right, well, that was the beers draft. I think we did a pretty good job. 35 beers plus another 21 beers honorable mentions, and almost 60 beers mentioned. Give the listeners something to shop for, like Rob said. Before we wrap it up, we're going to play a game called Rank 'em. This will probably be their last Rank 'em of the year, because next episode, episode 50, we're going to have special trivia questions in place of the game based on the first 50 episodes of the podcast. So the last Rank 'em of the year. So, Bill and everyone else, if you have a piece of paper and pencil or just use your phone notes or something, just to type something in, you're going to have a minute to list as many things as you can in this category. Obviously, it's beer related. It's hard to find things. I didn't want to do like something like super obscure just because there's so many things. But according to a 2019 ranker.com poll, what are the top 10 beer brands? Some were drafted tonight. Some were not. Just beers, essentially. Beer brands. Timer begins now. Time. All right, boys. Top 10 beer brands a couple years ago. Almost all of them were mentioned at some point tonight. Number 10, worth 1 point, Sierra Nevada. If you had Sierra Nevada, give yourself a point. Number 9, Batman Sierra Beer, Yingling. 2 points.
I didn't even write it down.
I didn't either.
Of course not. Number 8, Dos Equis.
Oh my God.
The 3 points. Most interesting man in the world. Great commercials. Great commercials.
3-pointer from downtown. Number 7, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Worth 4 points.
Woo-woo!
I was like,
that's a 4-pointer, dog.
I better got
number
that.
Number six was 5 points. Stella Artois.
Yeah, ooh. Baby. Belgium.
Number 5, not mentioned at all tonight, I don't think. Worth 6 points. Budweiser.
Yep, got it.
Yep, got it. Yep,
got it.
Bud Heavy.
Number 4, 7 points. Blue Moon.
Oh my gosh, how did I get that?
And number 3, not mentioned, but worth 8 points tonight. That green glass bottle, Heineken.
Yeah.
How much was that?
8 points.
Big one right there.
I thought you were going to say Rolling Rock for a second.
Yeah.
Hold the probe, baby. Cool. Ice cold. Rolling Rock in a bottle. Man. Ugh. It will kick you in the head the next day, though.
Not if you drink those 2 sequences.
Not the European Heineken.
Pro tip.
Pro tip, dog.
Have you guys had the European Heineken? Have you guys ever been over to Europe and drank the Heineken over there? It's totally different.
Very different, yes.
Yep. So much better.
What we get is Heineken for export, basically. It's their Americanized version of their beer. So,
number 2, worth 9 points, Corona.
Yeah.
Corona. With or without lime. And the number 1 beer brand, according to this article 4 years ago, Guinness. for 10 yes. points. Yeah,
but look at that.
That smooth,
wow.
dark Guinness, number one. Add up your points. Tell me what you got.
38.
32, Eric.
I heard Bo 32, Jake had
38.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 14. 40. Really?
Yeah, 40.
29.
29. Got you, Bill. All right. Solid. Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, that was Rank 'em. Before we wrap up, I'm going to give you guys a choice. I have a few questions from the listeners. I can do one or two, see what you guys think, and we can go from there, and I'll save some for other episodes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. This is for JCat. I think, JCat, you might, I don't know, you kind of already maybe answered it, but if you had to decide between Russian River Brewing or Dogfish, which one would you pick and why?
Really?
I mean,
wow.
That is tough, man.
What are you going to do, dog?
Look, and here's what I'll say. As I have room in my heart for both of them, right? I have room.
Yes, exactly.
For both of them.
Yes.
Right? I really, really do.
Uh-huh.
But if it comes down to it, you know, I rep my state. I rep the 302.
Yeah.
We only have one area code. And I have to rep Dogfish.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to have a versus battle, like type of thing, if you start like bringing like their best beers.
They got some good freaking beers, dog. They
I
got
know.
Some good beers.
I know. Yeah. It's just it's crazy. But yeah. That's a very, very sneaky.
Very good question. Who
that's
is that?
Evil
yeah.
question.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Next question. Do chickens have large talons? Anyone can answer that one.
Yes.
Got no idea.
I just on it right here.
Yeah.
According to Napoleon Dynamite, I think the answer is yes.
No, right? Yeah. Got a big
little egg
bun. Go it.
What? For everyone, who is your favorite golfer?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
That's who mine is, too.
Tiger. Yeah.
I want to try to like say somebody new, but it's still Tiger.
Come on.
Scotty Scheffler.
You're all wrong.
Ooh,
it's Chubbs Peterson.
It's
Chubbs Peterson. Because if Chubbs Peterson didn't get his hand bitten off by that damn crocodile alligator, he'd have been the best in the world.
Don't lie. You know your favorite golfer is Lafferty Daniel. You're more happy.
I find myself going for Colin Morikawa a lot too lately.
Jordan Spieth. If I gotta pick someone that's not like a
if
not
you pick
Tiger
a current,
he's a good dude.
Chef,
he's a good dude. If I was going outside of the United States, it's easily Rory. He needs to win something soon.
I like Max Homa. He's pretty good.
If you haven't watched the golf thing on Netflix, you need to though.
Yeah,
Full Swing.
Full Swing.
I'm out with the second one.
Awesome show. Awesome
it's so
show.
Good. It's so good. I love when you get
it
like
really good.
Up close look at like athletes and their lives and stuff like that. I think that's
so cool. Oh yeah. Because they made it feel like we were like actually like those rookies were like us.
Yeah.
Like I'm better than that dude. Yeah. Yeah. It was good, great show, man. Great show.
When I see him now on tour, like when I'm watching golf at some point and I see one of those guys, I'm like, oh, that's a good guy from the Netflix show. Like, I'm like way more.
Exactly. Yeah. You're rooting for him, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, because you know him now.
All right, we'll do two more. So this one was for me. I just want to get it out of the way and answer it. It says, what is your favorite meal, dish, side, or dessert your wife makes for you and your son? So I will say she's a really good cook. She always uses like herbs and spices and stuff. So like whatever I cook is like basically Old Bay on it, whatever protein I eat. So so whatever she cooks, it's usually good. But I'd probably say my favorite would be lasagna. Lasagna is just on point no matter.
Shout out to Lydia's Bistro coming soon.
Yeah.
Future sponsor. And last question for everyone. It says, if your house is on fire and your significant other, kids, and pets are safe, what is the one item you are grabbing before the place goes up in a blaze?
My laptop, because it has every picture of my kids on it.
My answer would be my phone. just because there's so much information, just anything you can access from your phone. So if I had to like grab one thing, if I didn't have it on me, I would pick my phone.
I think that would be like an instinct. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Phone, I agree. Phone.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of like something outside of those boxes.
I know, so I didn't many, want to like, put that in your head, but
one of the things that'd be hardest for me to replace would be my golf clubs. Just because they're like,
oh, snowboards. Can't forget snowboards.
You gotta go back in for snowboards.
Dude, I'm going to grab my snowboards. I can't forget that. So they're like my kids, dude.
It's a count as one thing if you grab like a handful of anyway, armful.
I have four, so three.
You carry four, right?
Three and a half. One is out of commission.
If you're under duress, how many, you carry
four. Daddy likes drink. Three and a half.
The one thing I have on my dresser still to this day is the first pair of Jordans that I bought for Gabe when he was like the littlest kid. I had never worn Jordans when I was young, just couldn't afford them. And then when Gabe was little, you know, obviously like infant shoes are like the cheapest. I snagged a pair of Jordans just to put them on them and still have them. They're still on my dresser. So nice. That would be the outside of the box thought.
Jake, got anything?
Well, about what I'm going to grab?
Yeah.
Probably grab a beer because it's going to be a long night. or maybe I grab a six pack because this is going to suck. So that's what I would grab.
Night.
Just sitting there slanging back Meister brows like, whatever, man, we got insurance.
Anything different?
No, I mean, I'm kind of along with Jake out there. Like, what's the point at that point? My Miami Dolphin jerseys.
I say your championship belt.
Ray Finkel. Let's go.
Over
here. I got like seven or eight of them, and then just be out.
Over your most treasured like G.I. Joe piece?
Yeah, what with them G.I. Joes, dog? Come on.
Nah, there's too much. There's just too much, man. Like, I can't. There's not one thing I can.
I grab
one
short
thing I could snake grab. Eyes. Like, yeah.
Great.
With the rusty ring.
Shadow of snake eye. I'm out.
You're not going to grab barbecue on the way out? It's so ironic. Come on, let's go.
Like, I need some. That's probably, yeah, I don't know.
Boys, actually I have like one more, but it's a pretty long one, so I'm gonna save that for another episode. But before we wrap up, get closing thoughts on the episode. I always start with Catman, closing thoughts.
No, it's a fun draft. Like, obviously the levels of experience in this draft, you can see from our picks and the way we're talking and our explanations for things. I like beer. I don't know enough about it. But I do like trying beers when I go places and checking out new breweries and things like that. But I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of shooting in the dark. I'm like, oh, that one sounds cool. This one sounds cool. I'll just try them. So that's kind of like where my list came from. But it was a fun draft, different from what we usually do. And hopefully people will sit back and have some beers while they're listening to it. So,
nothing too much on the draft. I finally got something that I know a little bit about, I think, in my head anyway. Not drafting movies, shows, or music. Anything outside of that realm is usually good news to me. On a totally different subject, just going to throw out there, June is Children's Tumor Awareness Month. And if you don't know, you can check it out, NF1. It's kind of like a huge, huge deal. It affects a lot more people than we think. And it's kind of along the lines of Bobby's Bible verse that's coming up in a couple minutes.
Bill. Closing thoughts on the beer draft.
Oh, man, I had a freaking blast with you guys, dude. Love you guys on a friend standpoint and on a podcast standpoint. And like I said, anytime you guys come down to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, come on down to Dogfish Head. We'll take care of you. Let them know that, hey, I heard Bill on this podcast, and we'll take care of you. Please, just come on down, and yeah. You guys are awesome. Keep you doing what you guys are doing, because I had a freaking blast. I love you guys.
Thanks, dog.
Love you guys.
Bomar?
I'm on the same boat. I love beer.
Clearly.
Beer hurts me at nighttime. Even though I was drinking wine, beer does like get to me a little bit at night get a little GER, you know, because I'm getting older. But I like the IPAs. I like the craft beers. I like all the beers, man. So this was a very good draft. I mean, I don't know as much as J-Cat and Bill, but I know enough. I think that enough is going to give me number one, baby.
Woo! Bold predictions with Bomar.
J-Cat, last closing thoughts?
What?
Beer can be traced, like all the types of beer that we love and we cherish throughout time and all that, can be traced back to two different beers. You either have an ale or you have a lager, and somewhere through that is where everything flows from our two mother beers from, you know, the celestial beings or whatever. It's lagers and ales. So that's all.
Erdo?
Not my area of expertise. Certainly enjoyed listening to you. Loved having Bill on. He's the man. Leave you with Proverbs 20, verse 1.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!